was talking about how to set up Heritage for wins. In this very room, I was able to make an announcement with MP Charlie Angus about Bill C-411. Now, that's something that would set up Heritage for a lot of wins. You're looking at taking the government liens off of Heritage buildings. You're looking at taking the government liens off of brownfields and grayfields, which often have lots of Heritage in them, but we often don't know because they're a little off to the side. Now, what this would do is it would set up entrepreneurs, agencies, et cetera, to have a better business plan. I heard somebody say Heritage needs a business plan. Well, if you're able to take that huge expense off at the beginning, how much better is that for those people who want to see Heritage thrive, right? And this is something that the federal government can easily do, because you know what happens with these buildings is the government doesn't get the lien money anyway. Right. Eventually, they get bulldozed. They end up getting gifted to often municipalities. They have to figure out what to do with this big empty space. Well, I know a lot of different places. I'm actually part of one. I work at the Grand River Community Health Center, and we're actually changing up a Heritage building right now with this theme of the Grand River and right next door to where our interim site is. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be 19,000 square feet, and it's going to be a health center open to the entire community, right? Over 5,000 clients, I believe, by the end of it. It's an incredible opportunity to show everyday people what you can do with some Heritage. These are practical solutions. We don't have a ton of money. You're not going to see a $2 billion Heritage fund federally because we've spent our money everywhere else. But what you can see are ways...
Right now we take $100,000.
Well, and that's exactly it, right?
Anything.
Well, no, and that's exactly it. So what we're doing is we're trying to set up the conditions in which Heritage can thrive because agencies and entrepreneurs will be able to utilize them. I live in Yates Castle. I have a little... I'm a new Democrat candidate, so I don't own Yates Castle by any means. But I have a small apartment, a very small apartment in Yates Castle, and I see the benefit. After what happened with Southside, and I actually went up to Ottawa to advocate with Charlie Angus on a few things there. You know, why is it that we're sending our Heritage buildings to landfills? You know, so we advocated directly to the Minister of the Environment to say that's wrong. What do we need to do? Unfortunately, they've had, I think, 4 ministers of the environment. So it fell on some deaf ears. But what we were able to do is make sure the city, if they didn't want to, didn't have to lose out on the $1.38 million. That could have been used for a lot of things. We were able to extend that time frame to buy some time for Heritage in this community. We all know it didn't quite work out the way we would have liked, but we still keep on that fight. If we're able to keep these buildings out of landfills, if we're able to keep them up, and if we're able to actually have them thrive, those are the situations where you find success. And Brantford, I always say, has a lot of amazing things to it, and a lot of issues. But those issues, the things we found here, the struggle that happened here, provide solutions for other communities. You see what we did poorly and what we did well, and do it again. One of the first things we did as a party after Southside was we had a party at Yates Castle. Because there were all these Heritage advocates, young ones, a lot of them are on my team now, who were down in the dumps. It was like watching 50 of your closest friends being kicked in the stomach, right? We wanted to celebrate it. So we had over 350 people come to a picnic at Historic Yates Castle. And we put that right on the flyer, Historic Yates Castle. You know, it was pay what you can. People came, people enjoyed. People saw the sense that there is more to a place than where it is now. A place is its history matters. Its time in our community of these buildings matters. It gives it heft and weight in a way that, as Mayor Friel was saying, stucco doesn't always provide. So I'd like everyone who isn't familiar with Bill C-411 to look at it strongly and consider advocating for it when Parliament comes back. I hope to be one of those MPs who advocate strongly for Bill C-411 because Heritage isn't just Heritage. It's an economic driver. It's something that can be used in communities like ours to great benefit. And we have a lot of folks, politicians, advocates, and just people in this community who know that. I see many of them in this room, even Mr. McCreary, who's turning red. but again, just look at Bill C-411, and if you have any questions, I'll be out having some coffee as well, and I'll give you my card, and I'd be happy to talk with anybody about that great bill. So thank you.
Thank you all.